Searching for God's will can sometimes be a challenge, can't it? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, Larry DeWitt recalls a time of deep searching in his life.
I remember sitting in a chapel, and I was asking, what's the best thing I could do to show my love back to God? And I thought, well, maybe I could be a medical missionary. But as my college years rolled on, I became gripped deeply by the desire to share God's truth with people. I used to go down to Skid Row on Sunday morning and freeze and talk to guys down there just about knowing Christ. And I don't know how much good came out of that, but I know it did something in my heart. And it's been all about never getting past this thing of gratitude. When I see young people whose lives are confusing to them, and they don't have a sense of hope and they're doing the wrong things, my heart just reaches out because that was me. I see myself in all of that. But in college, I had this desire to study God's word, and my dad died. The last week of my college life, I go home and I'm at my dad's bedside the night before Father's Day.
And his dad's dying words had a profound effect on him.
And he said to me his last words, if you're going to serve God, you do it with all your heart. And that was the last I heard of my dad. So Father's Day and my father's death, some people said, how terrible that your dad would die at the time of your graduation from college. I said, no, the greatest human motivation in my life to serve Christ and give my best was a parting word from my dad. I've said to lots of young people since then who've lost a parent, said, well, now you have a choice to make. You're going to be bitter or better, but that's your choice.
So no matter what you choose to do, remember, God can use you to be a light for Him. You want to hear more stories on how you can make a difference? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.